There, you said we have to investigate Islam, so what do you mean by that?
I didn't say investigate. I said we need to consider it as a board. It's something that debates are going on in the federal government about it. And in the West, we have benefited from what our founding principles were on, which is based out of this idea. So the Nuremberg trials displayed this thing of when a country goes wayward. What do we do if there is something that is just pure evil going on?
You're saying Islam is pure evil?
What I'm saying is the Nuremberg trials taught us that there is a moral law that we have to recognize that supersedes the laws of the land, whatever country you live in. And so we have to be very careful because the education system is very complex. We deal with people who have so many different religions, and Christianity doesn't use coercion.
Well, why does religion even need to be part of a school board debate because there's a separation of church and state?
So I think that the separation of church and state is largely misunderstood. So the separation of church and state was obviously when we broke away from the UK. There was this thing where, well, they wanted to protect the church from the state. But I agree with you in the sense that we have to be very careful. Our teachers are teaching a moral code to our kids. And we have to ask the question, which I haven't heard asked, is what is that moral code coming from? Islam and Christianity cannot coexist. And here's why.
Can't coexist in our society?
So listen, so freedom of speech in America is so important. And we're founded on arguably Christian principles, but Christianity doesn't use coercion to force people. So you can still get the facts of why Christianity is true, factually true, and there's evidence, historical evidence to prove that it is true. But Islam uses coercion, whereas Christianity does not. And we as the West really have to be careful with what we see is going on in the UK. The school board isn't talking about it, but this will be an issue that we face in the next next 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, for sure.
So what would you say to parents that are Muslims that are practicing Islam, and you're saying as a school board candidate what they're teaching their children is wrong?
I wouldn't say that. I would say ask the Muslim parents what the Muslim leaders claim. The Muslim leaders claim that there's only three ways. Christianity and Islam are not the same. Christianity doesn't push coercion. Here are the facts, you choose. Freedom of speech, freedom of choice. Islam says you submit or you don't, and here are the three things. Either you be penalized, there is penalty, and this is recognized by Muslim leaders. You're penalized, you're kicked out, or you're killed, and this is recognized by Muslim leaders. So I would ask Muslim parents, what are you teaching your children? Because you might be a professing Muslim, but you actually might be saying, do not lie, do not murder, do not steal, do not covet. So then are they really operating out of a Muslim worldview or not? And that is something that we need to address, because the West has benefited from the value of freedom of speech and freedom to choose.